بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 23rd session for the level 1 basic Arabic grammar review. After a week break, I just want to quickly, and the topic that we're going to deal with today is what we were dealing with 2 weeks ago, before we had the break. And unfortunately, this topic has been broke up a little bit because we had the Eid break, and then last week again. So I want to quickly just review a little bit of what we covered in the class 2 weeks ago and the class before that. Keeping in mind that it's been over a long stretch, and perhaps some of the details of this matter might not be crystal clear. So the topic that we're dealing with is broken plurals, right? Broken plurals. And previously we said that the plurals are divided into two types, right? Can somebody help us remember what are the two types of plurals? Uh-huh. Just the type. Oh. The sound plural and there's broken plural. Okay, so we're dealing with broken plurals today, but we want to keep in mind that there's also something called sound plurals, right? And by sound plurals, I think he was getting ready to explain that the sound plurals are those, alaykum salam, where the word remains, the basic structure of the word remains intact. The only change is at the end of the word, the ending that's added to the end. Okay, so the sound plurals remain intact, as opposed to the broken plurals, which we're dealing with now, where the word is broken up. And something may be added to the beginning, or the middle, or the beginning and the middle, and end, and so on. We also said the sound plurals are of two types also, right? There's masculine sound plurals and feminine sound plurals. As far as the broken plurals, there are many wazns. Awzan. There are many awzan or patterns for the broken plural. In Medina Book 1, we studied 10 of them. In chapter 13, there were 8 broken plural patterns. The 8 that we have covered so far, that is, fu'al, fi'al, af'al, fu'ul, fi'la, fu'ul, fu'ala, and af'ila. Those 8 we took in lesson 13, and after that, in the chapters that follow, we took 2 extra ones, that is, mafa'il and mafa'il. And we're going to look at these today, inshallah. Okay, so these 10 patterns of broken plurals are what we covered in the level 1 Medina course. They have actually added 1, 2, 3 more broken plural patterns that we didn't take in Medina Book 1. We'll also look at them just quickly, inshallah. The patterns that we covered already up until now are the 8 patterns that we took in Medina Book 1, chapter 13. In the last class, 2 weeks ago, we were covering the 8th, the last of those 8. And we had a few examples, 3 more examples remaining. And we covered the first 4 examples that they gave us for af'ila. Af'ila. This pattern here, af'ila, that's the last of the 8 patterns. We took, wa alaykum salam, in lesson 13, afa'ila'u, and we said that we covered a few of the patterns, 4 of them, or a few examples, 4 examples, and there were 3 more examples that they gave us in the book. So we're going to look at those 3 examples, and then maybe a couple of extra ones, and after that we're going to look at the 2 remaining patterns that came after lesson 13, that is, mafa'ilu and mafa'ilu. We're going to look at those, and that completes the broken plural patterns that we had in Medina Book 1. As far as the extra patterns that they gave us, we'll also look at them. But that's not actually part of the curriculum for Medina Book 1. Nonetheless, it's there, so we'll look at them, inshallah. Again, just as a reminder to us, We want to just, Danny, look quickly at what they're talking about as far as patterns. And we said that the patterns are based on these letters, fa'ala, yani the letter fa, and the letter ayn, and the letter lam. And we said that each one of these letters represents a root of the pattern itself, represents a root, meaning that the word, every word that we're going to look at, yani the nouns that we're going to look at, has a root. And when we look at that root, there might be some extra letters in it. If we remove the extra letters, what remains is what's going to be represented by these letters, fa and ayn and lam. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So that this root, these letters here represent the radicals, the first radical, the second radical, and the third radical of the root of a word. So like, for example, if we have yani the word that we used as an example last time was the word sheikh. Okay, so this word is relatively easy, right? Because it doesn't have any extra letters. Okay, so the root, the radicals that are from the root of the word are easy to identify. There's nothing extra here, right? So we have, for example, we have the letter sheen, and we have the letter ya, and we have the letter kha. Sheen, ya, and kha. And for example, the word sheikh, it's plural. Anybody remember what pattern it comes from? Which pattern? Yeah. Fu'ul. Fu'ul. It comes from the pattern of fu'ul. Alright, so for the pattern of fu'ul, what it requires us to do is the first radical, right? The first radical of this word, the first radical for the fa, yani has to take dhamma. And the second radical, the ayn of the letter, has to take also dhamma. Alaykum salam. And that second radical is elongated by waw. It's elongated by waw. Alright, so the pattern of fu'ul tells us that the first radical, these are the three radicals, the first, the second, and the third, the fa, ayn, and lam, in this word is sheen, ya, and kha. So the pattern tells us that the first radical is going to take dhamma, and the second radical is also going to take dhamma, that's elongated by waw. So the plural for sheikh on the pattern of fu'ul is going to be shuyukh. Fu'ul, dhamma, dhamma, waw. Shuyukh, dhamma, dhamma, waw. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright, so again, what are we going to be talking about here in terms of the patterns? We're going to be talking about looking at the root of a word. If it has more than three letters, and it's a triliteral root, if it has more than three letters, we have to eliminate the extra letters. After we eliminate whatever extra letters there are, then we're going to look at the root, identify it, and follow what the pattern tells us to do with the first radical, the fa, what it tells us to do with the second radical, the ayn, and what it tells us to do with the third radical, the lam. Okay, three radicals, fa, ayn, and lam. And the voweling or elongation of vowels or extra letters that are added to the beginning or middle or end, we have to pay attention to them carefully because we have to follow the pattern exactly. In terms of any letters that are added, wa alaykum salam. And in terms of the vowel variation, the variation of vowels. Alright, any question before we go on to where we left off last week? Any question? Any question about yani the patterns, what they actually do? What is a wazn? How does it work? What does it require of us? And how we apply the pattern to a word? Yani how do we identify extra letters? Anybody have a question about any of this? Okay, so I'll just say, since you don't ask, I'll say, and it's important to know that the extra letters are normally, more commonly than anything else, are normally the letters of elongation. So if you see an aleph, a waw, or a ya, normally, if there's an extra letter, it's going to be one of the letters of elongation. It could be other letters, and it could be a meme, for example, especially in the beginning of a word, because meme is a prefix that's commonly added to nouns. Okay, to indicate the meaning of the one who does something, or time, or place. So, and you could look for that. And then there are other things that are also yani possible, but for the most part, usually for now, if we have a word that we're looking for its root, and that word has more than three letters, usually the extra letter is going to be the letter of elongation, the Aleph, the Waw, or the Ya that elongates, Fatha, or Dhamma, or Kasra. Alright, after this, we want to go to where we left off two weeks ago. By the way, brother, your name? I can't hear good, but I'm sorry. Islam?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. Islam, Tayyib. But you might have to remind me a couple of times. I just try to, you know the names. In case I call on you, I like to call on you by your name, inshallah. Help me though, okay? Today at least. And maybe next time also. Naam. Okay. We left off on page 30. The last column, the fourth column going from right to left. The last column under the pattern of أفعلاء. This pattern, the last pattern, أفعلاء. Okay, this is the pattern that we were doing. And we said that this pattern and the pattern before it, فعلاء, these two patterns are distinguished from the other patterns that we took in lesson 13 by what? Huh? They don't take tanween. Why is it that they don't take tanween? This pattern and the one before. Because they're mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay? So words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, there are different categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. But words that are mamnu' min as-sarf have two characteristics that are important to know. One of them is that they don't take tanween. And the second of them is that they don't take... Huh? They don't. If they are majroor, they don't take kasra. Instead, they take what?
Fatha.
So try to pay attention to this. That's the general rule. That's the general rule. The words that are mamnu' min as-sarf mean they don't make the full changes as nouns normally do. And from that which they don't do, unlike other nouns, they don't take tanween and they don't take kasra if they are in the position of being majroor. Tayyib. So. This pattern, afa'ila, is from the patterns of mamnu' min as-sarf, so it won't be taking tanween, right? And we looked at the first few examples that they gave us. They gave us ghaniyun, sadiqun, qawiyun, and zakiyun. Okay, so does anybody remember what was the broken plural for ghaniyun? Aghniya'u. Ghaniyun on this pattern is aghniya'u. Aghniya'u. Ghaniyun, huh? And we also had, after that, we had صديق, صديقٌ, صديقٌ, صاد, دال, and قاف. The root letters are صاد, دال, and قاف. So صديقٌ should be what? أصدقاءُ, أصدقاءُ, أصدقاءُ. And the third example they gave us is قوي, قوي, one that is strong, قويٌ, and its root letters are قاف, قاف, Wow and yeah. So according to this pattern, qaf, wow, and yeah, it should be what? Aqwiya'u. Aqwiya'u. And the last one that we did in the previous session was the word zakiyun. Zakiyun. Which means what?
Intelligent.
One who is intelligent, clever, smart. Naam. Zakiyun. And the root letters of this word would be zal, Kaf and Ya. So according to this pattern, the Zal takes Sukoon and the Hamza is before it with Fatha. So it would be Av, the Kaf takes Kasra, Ki, and the Ya takes Fatha elongated by Aleph, Av, Ki, Ya'u, Av, Ki, Ya'u. Those are the examples that we did in the last class, and there are three examples remaining. And that's what we're supposed to pick up with today. So we're going to look at those examples carefully. And then after that, we'll take the two extra patterns that we had after lesson 13 and the three extra patterns that we did not take in book 1. These are just extra, not from the curriculum, Medina book 1. Alright, so the first one that they gave us, where we left off, was the word Nabiyun. The word Nabiyun. Okay, this word... Nabiyun means what? A prophet. Means a prophet. Nabiyun. And the root of it would be what? Noon, ba, and ya. Noon, ba, and ya. Alright, so according to our pattern, the pattern requires of us to do what? To, number one, first and foremost, to add Hamza with Fatha in the beginning of the first radical, right? After that, the first radical, the fa, takes what? Sukoon. The second radical, the ayn, takes kasra. And the third radical, the lam, takes fatha, elongated by alif. And then finally, there's another extra letter that's added, and that is Hamzatul Qat. So in this way, we see that this word should be Anbiya'u. I hope it's clear. Yani the word Nabiyun, its root letters are Noon, Ba, and Ya. Noon, Ba, and Ya. According to the pattern, the Noon, which is the first radical, should take Sukoon that's preceded by Hamza with Fatha, the Noon. The Ba, which is the second radical, according to the pattern, takes Kasra. And the Ya, the third radical, takes Fatha, elongated by Alif. And finally, there's an extra letter added to the end, that is Hamzatul Qat. And that Hamzatul Qat at the end of this word should never take tanween, right? Should not take tanween. Should take a single vowel. Okay. When I say Hamzatul Qat, why am I identifying it as Hamzatul Qat and not just saying Hamza? What is the benefit of this? Now, because there's another type of Hamza, right? There's also Hamzatul Wasl. There's Hamzatul Wasl. This is something that we took, yani, a long time ago, in the beginning, in the primer, yani, before Medina Book 1, right? Hamzatul Qat and Hamzatul Wasl. In brief, yani, Hamzatul Qat is the Hamza that is an essential part of the word. It has to always be written, and it must always be pronounced. As far as Hamzatul Wasl, it is actually added. It's not an original part of the word, it's added to the word. And the reason why it's added when a word begins with what? Huh? Sukoon. When a word begins with sukoon. In Arabic, a word can't begin with sukoon. So if a word begins with sukoon, we have to add Hamzatul Wasl. So it's Hamzatul Wasl is actually added for pronunciation. If you begin by pronouncing or reading that word, you have to pronounce the Hamzatul Wasl because you can't begin with sukoon. But if there's something before it, another word or a letter before, now the Hamzatul Wasl, we don't need it, right? So it becomes just a connector. It's called wasl because of the word wasala, means to connect or to join, right? It means join what's before it to what is after it. Okay? So this is just a brief reminder of what is the difference between Hamzatul Wasl, wa alaykum salam, and Hamzatul Qat. In case we may have forgotten some of this, since we had a whole week vacation, maybe we were not studying during these past 2 weeks since the last class. Maybe we were just enjoying the sunshine and the wonderful rain. I'm sure you were not enjoying the humidity. But the rain is wonderful. And the sunshine is also wonderful. Okay, so this is the first example from what remains. The second one is qareebun. The second one is qareebun. What is the meaning of qareebun? It means near. Does it have any other meaning that we can remember?
A relative.
Near, a near, yani relative. Qareebun means to be near something close. And it also means a relative, a qareeb, yani a relative of yours. Okay, so this word has four letters, qaf, ra, ya, and ba. So if we get rid of one letter, we'll have the three root letters that we're looking for. So what letter should we get rid of?
Yeah.
The ya, the letter of elongation, right? So that leaves us with qaf, ra, and ba. And our pattern of af'a'ila'u tells us that the first letter of the root, the fa, takes sukoon. And the second Sukun preceded by Hamzatul Qat with Fatha. And the second letter of the root, the Ayn, takes Kasra. And the third letter of the root, the Lam, takes Fatha, elongated by Aleph. And then it's followed by an extra letter, that is Hamzatul Qat, and without Tanween. Alright? So then this word, Jani, the root of Qareeb should be what? Aqriba'u. And the last example that they gave us for this pattern is Habib. Let's go back over here. Habib. Habibun. What is the meaning of Habibun? Doctor, Tabib, a doctor, Naam. And this also has four letters. Ta, Ba, Ya, and Ba. Huh? Two Ba's, and a Ya, and a Ta. So, shall we get rid of one of the Ba's, since we already have one? No. What shall we get rid of? The elongation, the letter of elongation, the Ya. So that leaves us with the three, Yani, radicals that are the root, Ta, Ba, and Ba again. I want to look at this word carefully because, Yani, when we look at the final product of this pattern for such a word like this that has a double letter, a letter that's repeated twice, it's a little irregular. Okay, it's following the pattern, but there's some irregularity in it that we want to pay attention to, okay? So these are the root letters Ta, Ba, and Ba. According to our pattern, Yani, the pattern requires us to the first letter, the fa, and in the first radical should take sukun, preceded by hamza, with fatha, and the second radical, the ayn, should take kasra, and the third radical, the lam, should take fatha, elongated by aleph, followed by another hamza. According to the pattern, what we should have here, right? According to this pattern, we should have up, b, ba'u. Huh? We should have up, B, Ba, O. Up to B, Ba, O, according to the pattern, right? But, because we have this double letter Ba repeated, Yani twice, one behind the other, what they have made as their rule here is that we're going to combine those two letters and use shadda. We're going to combine them. So, if we have this word here, as we have it, up, bi, ba, o. And we want to combine these two letters, right? Two ba's, and we want to only use one ba. We only want one ba, right? We want to get rid of one of these ba's. So what do we have to do? Okay, in order to write a letter in a word in Arabic with a shadda, the letter is repeated twice with shadda. There's a rule. You can only write the word with shadda when there are two repeated letters if the first of them has sukoon. The first one must have sukoon. If you have two ba's or two sins or two ta, and the first one has a vowel, it doesn't have sukoon, you can't write them one time with shadda. You can't do it. There has to be sukoon. So in order for them to combine this, what's going to happen here is, this first letter, the first ba, we have to get rid of its vowel. So what did they do with it? They made it sukoon, and they took its kasra, and they gave it to the letter before it. They made it sukoon, so they can join it together, and they gave its vowel to the letter before it. Alright, so now it became A-tib-ba-u. A-tib-ba-u. Huh? Look at it. A-tib-ba-u. Now, we have two ba's back to back. The first one has sukoon, so now we can join them together and make it A-tib-ba-u. Ba'u. Okay, we can write it like this. Atib Ba'u. Okay, how do we get this atibba'u? How do we get it? How did it come from atbiba'u to atibba'u? Well, we joined these two ba's and we joined them together by removing the vowel from the first ba, making it sukun and taking its vowel and put on the letter before it. In that case, now we have the first ba with sukun, in which case we can join it to the second one with shadda, writing it one time with shadda. But in order to do that, we had to what? Make this letter sakin, sukun, and take its vowel and give it to the letter before it. So at bi ba'u, which is the actual pattern, what it requires, at bi ba'u, this is what the pattern requires, became atibba'u. By writing the ba with a shadda, and the only way to do that is that the first one, the first letter of the repeated letter has to have sukun. So we took its vowel and gave it to the letter before it. I mean, this, yeah. Yeah, the meaning is the same. There's no difference in the meaning. It's just that. And if there's irregularity in the pattern because of the use of the shadda. And if the shadda requires that if there are two letters repeated, the first of them must have sukun. So they took its vowel and gave it to the letter before it. So it became sakin with sukun, and now we can join them together. And then, when that one little change is made there, taking away the vowel from the first ba and giving it to the tha, it came out like this. Atibba. So it really is following the pattern. There's just a slight irregularity in terms of the vowel of the first of two repeated letters, and its vowel is given to the letter before it, and it became sakin. It's not mandatory that you understand this process. But if you understand it, it's beneficial. Because you're going to see other words like this. And you're going to wonder what happened to the pattern. So if you understand what's happening here, this process, it will explain to you and remove any confusion in your mind when you see a word that should be a certain word, a certain way according to a pattern, and it looks like it's not following the pattern. Okay, if you can understand the process here, it's good. If you don't understand the process, then what's required is simply to memorize the plural. The plural of tabib is atibba. That's all you have to do. Khalas. If you memorize it, you don't have to worry about the process. But if you understand the process, when you see other words that have the same issue, you'll understand what's happening with them. Alright, so there's a benefit in knowing the process, but it's not mandatory. Yeah, and if you say, wow, it's too complicated, all of this changing vowels and making shadda, and you know, it's too much for me. No problem, don't worry about it. Just memorize at-tibba. Khalas, the matter is finished. Huh? If that's easier for you, do what's easy. And at some point in the future, when you actually study sarf, composition of words from letters, then this will be mandatory then, at that point. You're going to have to understand the derivation of words, how they are composed, and all of the rules and patterns and things like that. We'll study a little bit of sarf, and as we go along like this, we'll look at some things like this, but at this point it's not mandatory for you to completely master this process. Okay, let's look at, that's the end of the examples that they gave for this pattern. The pattern, af'ila'u. But I want to give a couple of other examples that are like this example of tabib, just for us to kind of, you know, understand a little bit better what's happening here. Okay? So, what I'm going to do is erase this here. We have a little bit of room. And give another example. Okay, the example I want to use here now, like tabib, is the word habib. What is the meaning of the word habib? Beloved, dear, naam. So, the word habib, it has four letters, right? We have to get rid of a letter to come to three, right? So what letter are we going to easily get rid of? The ya, right? Simple, alhamdulillah. So we have ha, and we have ba, and we have ba again. Huh? Like tabib, we had two ba's. In habib, we have two ba's. It doesn't have to be two ba's. It could be any letter that's repeated twice. And the same rule is going to be applicable. Okay? According to the pattern of af'ila, it requires us to, number one, the first letter of the root, the fa, take sukun, preceded by hamzatul qat, with fatha. And the second letter of the root, the Ayn, takes Kasra. And the third letter of the root, يعني the Lam, takes Fatta, elongated by Aleph, followed by Hamza Tilqat. So this gives us, according to this root, Ah, Bi, Ba'u. Ah, Bi, Ba'u. Is that good? We good with that? I'm saying that's correct according to the pattern, right? It should be the first letter taking sukun, preceded by Hamza with Fatta. Second letter taking Kasra, Af'i, La, yani the last letter taking Fatta, elongated by Aleph with Hamza Tilqat. That's what it should be. But because they want to eliminate the writing of two ba's and they want to write one, in order to do that, the first of the two must have sukun, right? So we're going to take the vowel from it and give it to this letter here. We're going to take the vowel from the first ba and make it sakin with sukun. We're going to give it to the letter before it. So it became, now, it became ah. We take this kasra from the ba and give it to the ha. And then we have the ba. Now that ba has sukun, right? And the following ba has fatta, elongated by aleph, followed by hamza tilqat. So now it became what? Ah. Ahib. Instead of ahbi, it became ahib. But here we have ba with sukun, followed by ba. So now we can write it with shadda. So we write what? Ahibba'u. Okay, that's the process, right? What happened? Yani we found that we have two letters back to back. We want to write them with shadda, but the first one has a vowel, so we can't do that, right? So we get rid of his vowel, we give it to the person who came before him. Yani, the one who came before him, he takes the vowel. That letter became sakin, now we can write them together with shadda. One ba with shadda. First one has sukun, the second one has whatever vowel it has. So it should have been, according to the pattern, if we follow it literally, it should have been here, ah, bi, Ba'u, ahbiba. But instead it became ahibba'u. Right? Same like we had, yani for tabib, we had what? Atbiba'u. Atbiba became atibba. Atibba. Alright, one more example and then we go to the next pattern. Yes. Wa alaykum salam. Ahibba'una. Are you saying here, right here? Or this one? This one?
No.
Okay, yeah. Okay, here there's no shadda, that's right, yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is that it can be written both these ways?
No, it cannot be written both these ways. We're just showing what happened. How did it get like this? Because we took the vowel from this letter and we put it here, right? So this became sakin with sukun. Once that happened, it's not permissible to write two letters back to back if the first one has sukun, like this. This has sukun. It's not permissible to write two of them. You have to write it with shadda in Arabic.
Okay.
You have to.
Okay?
It's not like a choice. You can do either way. No. When you have a letter, it's followed by itself, the first of them having sukun, you have to write them together one time with shadda. Okay? The problem was here, yani originally in this in this situation here, the first of the two had a vowel. So we had to get rid of it. Once we got rid of it, now it has sukun. We have to join them together now. We have to join them together. Okay? So even though it sounds the same, if you said, ahibba'u, and you say here, ahibba'u, this is really how it would look, literally. That's how it would look. But this is how in Arabic it's written.
No.
There's only one way to write it.
No.
Okay? The last example that we're going to look at is Shadeed. Shadeedun. What does that mean?
Severe.
Shadeed. Severe. Harsh. Stern. Shadeed. Allah is what? Shadeedul Iqab. Severe and punishing. Naam. Shadeedul Iqab. Now, Okay, again, we have four letters here. We have too many letters. We want to get rid of one. And most of the time, it's going to be a letter of increase. It's not always going to be yeah. It could be wow. It could be aleph. It even could be other letters. But most of the time, it's going to be easy just to identify the letter of increase. All right. So what we have left, we have the letter sheen, and we have the letter del, and we have del again. Three letters. According to our pattern, the pattern of af, ai, la, u requires that the first letter takes sukun preceded by hamza with fatha. The second letter in af, ai, the ain takes kasra, and the third letter, the lam, takes fatha elongated by aleph and another hamza talqat. So it became, should be ash. Should be ash d da o. Ash d da o. Ash d da o. Ash d da o. Okay, let's look at it a little bit more clearly here. Ash d da. Ash d da o. Okay, if we want to, Yanni, we see that we have two letters here. Back to back, the same letter. This time the letter is del. Huh? Not bad. This time it's del. Could be any letter, right? We want to join these two letters together with shadda, but we can't do it because the rule requires what? That the first of a repeated letter must be sakin. So we get rid of the vowel from the del, the first of them, and we give it to the letter before it. Huh? We give it to the letter before it. In that case, here the sheen gets the kesra from this letter, goes to the sheen. And then we can double these two dells together because now the first one has sukun. Or let's just look at it first the way it should look. Del, the first del has sukun, right? Because it lost its vowel to the sheen. And then the next del has fatta, aleph, followed by hamza til qat. So it became ashidda'u. Ashidda'u. Or, how it properly should be written is with one del, ashidda'u. That's how it properly should be written. Okay, any question? Any question about this process? Again, as I said, if you understand the process, it's helpful for sure, no doubt about it. Because you may see a lot of other words that require this, any irregularity in the pattern. But if you don't, just remember the plural of shadid is ashidda'u. Plural of Habib, Ahibba. The plural of Tabib, Atibba. If you memorize the plurals, khalas, you don't have to know about the pattern. Alright? Any question? Okay, let's go on. Naam.
On the same page. First of all, I just try to look for some words, some Arabic words. I have a difficulty in knowing the perfect place to put those words and try some practice on my own.
Yeah, that can be any troubling, okay? Because, we are in the very beginning of our discussion concerning this matter. We're in the very beginning of it. And now you just want to... when you're learning how to swim, right, they put you in the 2 feet, 3 feet, in case, you don't know how to swim good, you're okay, you just stand up in the water, right? They're not going to put you at 9 feet or 10 feet because if you don't know how to swim good and you go down, it's over, right? So we don't want to go in deep water now, swimming in deep water, and we're just learning how to swim because that can be a problem. Really, you can make a problem for yourself. In the beginning, they gave us a lot of examples for most of them, and it suffice with them. If you see a word that you think might go there, okay, you can ask about it. But don't try to branch out too far. Just try to understand the principle. As I said in the beginning, you have to learn each one of these patterns. And each pattern, you should learn a few examples, at least two or three examples. If you know that, that's good. If you have more than that, that's just extra. But if you have a question about a particular word, okay, we can look at it. But we don't want to get sidetracked with a lot of examples that we're trying to figure out where they go, because we didn't learn how to figure out where they go. We didn't talk about that. We just talked about what? Learning the pattern and trying to identify which words come under that pattern. But if you have a word, go ahead.
Yeah, like the first column on the right hand side.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried to read
No.
Like child.
Yes, Sabi. Okay, let's see if we can make some space here. Okay, Sabi. Sabi. Now, so what you tried to do? Yani, the pattern, what's the pattern? The pattern that we're talking about here? Fi'la. Fi'latun. Okay, which means that the first radical, the fa, takes kasra. The second radical, the ayn, takes sukun. The third radical, the lam, takes fatha. And then there's an extra ta marbuta added to the end. Okay, so let's look at the first radical is sa'd, right? It should take what? Kasra. The second radical is ba, and it should take what? Sukun. And the third radical is ya, right? The ya should take what? Fatha, followed by ta marbuta. Okay? So what you have here, right? You have sibyatun. Sibyatun. That's the plural of sabi. Good? That's what you came up with? You came up with sibyatun? Khalas. You don't have any problem. Quiet?
Yeah,
So you got it, so you don't need us. Quiet. Alright?
No.
You have another?
Bakwaratun.
Huh?
Bakwaratun.
No.
Like cow.
No, that's not gonna work here. It's not gonna work here. It's not from this pattern. It's not from this pattern.
This pattern is
no, it doesn't go under fu'ul either. No. That's the problem. When we branch out, we don't really know which pattern it belongs to, okay? So the thing is here, instead of trying to guess which pattern it goes to, stick to the words that you know. And if you learn a new word and you don't know what pattern it goes to, you know what you're supposed to do? Huh? Who can tell me what are you supposed to do? You have either one of two choices. Well, you have three choices. One of them is not really correct. Huh? You can ask somebody who you think might know. Whoever you think might know, you can ask. Hopefully they will say it's this, or they will say Naam, Allahu A'lam, I don't know. Hopefully they won't make up something. Huh? The third choice is for you to just make up something. That's not really a choice, right? So you ask, or the dictionary. Look at the dictionary. Look for that word in the dictionary. It'll tell you what its plural is. If it's broken plural, sound plural, if it has more than one plural, it's going to tell you that. That's the easiest thing to do. Get yourself a dictionary, a good Arabic dictionary, right? And you just look up the word. And when you get stuck somewhere, ask somebody who you think knows, who should know, and they'll give it to you, or they'll tell you, I don't know. Then in that case, you can ask somebody else until you find somebody that knows, or you can just look in the dictionary. Now.
Just for the benefit of the class, there's an app on the Apple Store.
There's an app on Apple Store. Okay. We don't want to advertise Apple here, but in any case, we're going to take this one.
It's a Dict Box Arabic. D-I-C-T-E-O-X.
D-I-C-T. Huh?
B-O-X. Arabic. Yeah, A-R-A-B-I-C.
And what does this
This app, you know,
what does this app do for you?
It can translate the word. It gives the English meaning for a lot of words, and then also it gives it in Arabic, and it gives out the synonyms. It's very detailed.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So. I'm afraid to ask, how much does it cost?
No, it's not. It's free.
It's free?
And you can also use it offline.
Okay, it's free and you can also use it offline.
Advertisements on it, but,
Yeah, okay, so that's good. So, if you have to have an Apple instrument, right?
Yeah.
That's the catch. There's nothing free. There's nothing free, okay? It's not free. But if you already have it, okay, then that's good. But otherwise, yani, it's not really free, but yeah, alhamdulillah, if you have it already, then that's good. Okay, let's move on, right, to the next page. That is page 31. And there are four more patterns on this page. Two of them are the patterns that we're responsible for Medina Book 1. Mafa'il, which they said is mamnu' min al-sarf. And mafa'ilu, which is also mamnu' min al-sarf. Alright? So, as far as mafa'ilu, and this pattern here, mafa'ilu, we saw this pattern, yani in the chapters that followed the lesson on broken plurals, and in the chapters following lesson 13, alright? But we did have this pattern before, so we are responsible for this, okay? This pattern is mafa'il. It's very close to the one following it, mafa'il. With a long vowel, mafa, and another long vowel, ail. Okay, for this one, mafa'il, mamnu' min al-sarf, so it doesn't take tanween. I want to give the second example first, and then we'll come back to the first example. The second example they gave is what? Maktab. Let's write it here, maktab. Maktab. Okay, this word yani has the root kaf, ta, and ba. And the original triliteral root for this word is kaf, ta, and ba. But this extra letter in the beginning, which here happens to be a meme, but it may not always be meme. It may not always be meme, but in this case it is a meme. Wa alaykum salam. The reason why I want to look at the word, the examples with meme first, and so that we can see the pattern exactly, although in some cases it won't be a meme, but it'll be an extra letter, a fourth letter that we're going to actually use for the pattern, okay? Because this pattern has a fourth letter. Yeah, and it has fa, ayn, lam, but it also has this extra letter here in the beginning, which sometimes is going to be meme and sometimes it's not going to be meme. Okay, but it's going to be an extra letter. Alright, so in other words, what we're saying is that these words actually have four letters. That's a part of their root. That fourth letter in the beginning could be a meme or could be other than a meme. But it's going to have four letters. Okay, so this pattern requires us to work with four letters, and then there might be yani something else here like this elongation, right? So, according to the pattern, right, according to our pattern, we have meme, and we have kaf, we have ta, and we have ba. So, according to our pattern of mafa'il, and it tells us that the meme takes fatta, the fa, which is the second letter, the kaf, takes fatta also, elongated by aleph, and the ayn takes kasra. Okay, and it does not take tanween. So here we should see it should be what? Ma-ka-tib. Ma-ka-tibu. Alright? Maktab. It's plural according to the pattern of mafa'ilu should be makatibu. I think it's clear. The second example that I want to look at is not the following word, but it's the word after that, masjid. Okay? And again, the reason why I'm looking at them out of order is because I want to look at the words that follow the pattern even to the meme. Masjid, masjidun. Okay, so we have meme, and we have sin, and we have jim, and we have del. And this pattern of mafa'ilu requires the first letter to take fatta, the second letter to take fatta, elongated by aleph, and the next letter to take what? Kasra. So we have, yani no tanween, right? Masajidu. So the plural of masjid, and according to the pattern of mafa'ilu, the plural of masjid should be masajidu. And after that they have malbas, which means what? A garment or clothing. Something that you wear, right? Malbas. And according to our pattern, yani the mim, you have lam, you have ba, and you have seen. According to our pattern, the first letter, the mim takes fatha. The second letter, the fa, takes fatha, elongated, ba alif. The third letter takes kasra. And there's no tanween, it became mala bisun. Malabisun. And then they gave us a couple more, like madrasa, mastara, and manzil, masna', majlis. Yani they gave us some more. There are a number of examples where the pattern, in the pattern, yani the meme is actually represented in the original word by a meme. But in some examples we see that the original word, the extra letter, the first letter of the word that makes it four, that first letter may not be a meme. It may not be meme. Huh? So these examples, the first examples that we looked at here, maktab and masjid and malbas, in the original word, they have a meme already. They already have a meme. But now we're going to look at the rest of the examples that they gave us, which do not have meme. Alright, so the point here is, please, yani, pay attention that this pattern, mafa'il, does not mean the first letter of the plural is going to be meme. Not necessarily. It may not be meme. It just means that there's going to be a fourth letter in the pattern. And that fourth letter could be meme, it could be other than meme. Alright, so the first example that they gave us shows us this. And that is, at the top of the column, at the top of the list, we see daftarun. Daftarun. And in this word, daftar, it has four letters, right? Daftarun. It has four letters. So the first letter is the one that's represented by meme. And then, yani the second letter is the fa, the third letter is the ayn, and the last letter is the lam. So according to our pattern, what we should be doing here is, yani these four letters, we have dal, we have fa, we have ta, and we have ra. So according to the pattern of mafa'ilu, it should be da, fa, ti, ru. Huh? The fatir. The fatiru. Yani the first letter of this word is dal, the second letter is fa, the third letter is ta, and the last letter is ra. So according to the pattern, ma fa'il, it should be da fa'tir. The fa'tir. The fa'tir. Notebooks. Any question about this word? Again, the first letter of the word daftar is not a meme, but it's represented in the pattern by a meme. Okay, it just means that that first letter, the extra letter that makes the word have four letters, that extra letter is going to be represented by a meme in the pattern. It could be a meme in the actual word, it may be other than meme, but we just follow the pattern. Okay, so the pattern tells us that the first letter is going to take, and that first letter is actually added to the word. Okay, it's added to the word, but that first letter is going to take fatha, and the second letter is going to take fatha alif, and third letter is going to take kasra. Okay, the second example we already looked at, that is maktab, yani the plural of maktab is makatib. And the third word, the third example is funduk, should be funduk. Funduk. Should be funduk. Alright, so the letters that we're working with here is the letter fa, noon, dal, and kaf. That's clear. According to our pattern of mafa'il, mafa'ilu, the fa should take fatha, the noon should take fatha elongated by alif, and the dal takes kasra. So it became fanadiq. Fanadiqun. What is the meaning of funduq? hotel. Fanadiq, hotels. Alright? The fourth example is masjid. We already looked at it. It has the meme in the beginning. It's according to the pattern of ma fa'il, it should be masajid. Masajid. Huh? The next example is the word malbas. We looked at it already. Garment or clothing. Malbas has meme in the beginning, so it follows the pattern exactly. Alright, so the pattern that we're looking at right now is mafa'il. And it's one of these two patterns that came after lesson 13. Mafa'ilu and mafa'ilu. Both of them are patterns that are mamnu' min as-sarf. They don't take tanween. They do not take tanween. And they do not take kasr if they're majrua. Except with some exceptions and special rules that we look at in the future. Okay, so the last example that we looked at, or the last example that we came to was malbas. We did it already. We said that malbas is, it's broken plural in the pattern of mafa'il is malabis. Malabis. After that, the example that comes is mustara. Mustaratun. Yani mustaratun is what? Is a ruler. Yani like the head of a government, right? A ruler?
No.
Huh? No?
No?
Which kind of ruler? Ruler for measuring, now. Huh? A ruler, now. Okay, mustara. Let's see, honey. I'll have to erase, yeah. A ruler. Okay, so the letters that we're going to be looking at here are the meme, the seen, the fa, and the ra, right? Meme, seen, fa, and ra, excluding the ta marbuta. Excluding the ta marbuta. Ta marbuta is one of the letters of increase. So normally, if you see ta marbuta in a word, it's a letter of increase. We don't have to worry about it, right? So these are the letters that we're looking at, and we're saying that according to the pattern of mafa'il, according to the pattern of mafa'il, the first letter should take fatha. The second letter should take fatha, elongated by aleph. The third letter should take kasra. So it became what? Masatir. 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 Huh? Mastara. Masatir. After this is madrasa. Madrasa. What is madrasa? Hey, be careful, right? If we see this word without vowels, we have to be careful because it could be exactly written the same way as another word, right? If it doesn't have vowels, it would be what? Mudarrisa. Mudarrisa is written exactly like madrasa if we don't have vowels. So be careful when you see this word. Make sure you pay attention to the voweling. This word should be madrasa with sukun on the del, right? Okay, if we get rid of the tarabuta extra word, we have meem, we have del, we have ra, and we have seen. And according to the pattern of mafail, it should be the first letter taking meem, ma, the second letter taking meem, elongated by aleph, and the third letter taking kesra, so it became madaris. Madaris, huh? Madrasa, madaris. Yani mustara, masatir. Masatir. Okay, and after this, after madrasa, we have what? Daqiqatun. We have daqiqa. Daqiqatun. What is the meaning of daqiqa? A minute, like 1 minute. Give me a minute. Daqiqa, right? So we have del, we have kaf, we have ya. This one is the problem, right? And we have kaf again. Huh? Sometimes, in some words, yani this is part of sarf, in some words, some letters, sometimes, they don't go well in the Arabic, so they change ya to hamza, or they might change something to something else. They might change, for example, a combination of ya followed by ta' marbuta, they may just change it to yani elongation, fatha aleph. Yani there are changes like this that take place sometimes because some words have some problems that yani for the patterns. Okay, so sometimes, yani, there's some irregularity, just try to pay attention to that. But in any case, these are the letters that we're actually working with. Del, Qaf, Ya, and Qaf, right? So, according to our pattern, the first letter, according to our pattern, right? The first letter, you take Fatha. Second letter takes Fatha, elongate it. And the next letter takes Kasra. Huh? When we actually look at this, yani, what is the actual, what is the, yani, the yani, when they gave us the plural for this, we don't see the Ya. Huh? But it should be, according to this pattern, it should be Daqa Yaqa. It should be Daqa Yiku. Daqa Yiku. The sound of this word like this, they don't like it. And a lot of times, you know, as you go, you advance and you see more sarf, you see a lot of times when the sound of the word is, yani, it doesn't sound good or it's difficult to pronounce, then they change it. And what's easier here, in this case, and it's not unusual, is that this Ya is transformed into a Hamza. So it became Daqa, instead of Daqa'i, it became Daqa'iq. Daqa'iq. Okay, the Ya is replaced by Hamza. Instead of Daqa'iqo, it became Daqa'iqo. Okay, so that's just a slight irregularity that we're going to see in the future, yani, more and more. Okay, the next word is Manzil. Manzilu. Manzilun. What is the meaning of manzil? Residence, house, place, yani, a person resides in. Naam. Or literally, yani, it means the place where you descended or you spent the night. Manzil, place where you spent the night. Okay, manzil. So, yani, the letters that we're working here is with Mim, Noon, Zay, and Lam. According to our pattern, the first letter should take Fatha. The second letter should take what? Fatha elongated by Aleph, and the third letter takes Kasra, so it became Manazilu. Manazilu. Manzil, Manazil. Now,
Nazil comes from the word, like you said, ascent.
Yeah, Nazala. Okay, so after this, the next word that they gave us is Masna. 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 What is a Masna? A factory. And its root is what? Meem, Saad, Noon, and Ain. So according to our pattern, Mafa'il, according to our pattern of Mafa'il, yani, the first letter takes Fatha, second letter takes Fatha, elongated by Aleph and Kasra. So it became Masani'. Huh? Factories. Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. It should be Ayn. I didn't even pay attention to that. Jazakallah khair. Let me make a note of that, because that could be a major problem. Now, okay, so anybody sees the printing error as we're going through the notes, please point it out, okay? Because people in the future, and we can help them to avoid problem, and if we can point out some of these mistakes and correct them, okay? So it should be masna with ayn on the end, masna'un. Yani, the root of this word is Saad, Noon, and Ayn. Sana'a, yasna'u. Sana'a means to make or to manufacture something. Sana'a, yasna'u. So Masna' is the place where things are manufactured, or factory. Okay? So here, the plural of it, according to this pattern, Mafa'il, will be Masani'u. Masani'u. After this is Kawkab. Kawkab, which means what? A star or a planet, right? And we have the letter Kaf, we have the letter Kaf, and we have Waw, any Kaf, Waw, Kaf, and Ba. Okay, according to yani, the pattern of Ma Fa'ilu, first letter takes Fatha, second letter takes Fatha elongated, the third letter takes Kasra, so it should be Ka wa kibu. كواكب. Huh? كوكب كواكب. Then we have مج. Huh? نعم نعم. مجلس. We have what? مجلس. مجلس. What is the مجلس? Okay, assembly, a place of assembly, place of gathering, place of sitting, literally, right? From jalasa, to sit. Place of sitting, majlis. Jalasa, yajlisu, majlis. Alright, so the letters that we have here are meem, jim, lam, and seen. And according to our pattern, yani first letter, ma fa'il. Ma fa'il. Yani it should be ma jalis. Majalis. Majalisu. The next example they gave us is Jauhar. Allahu A'lam Jauhar. Jauhar. They gave us with Ta Marbuta, but the plural Jawahir is actually the plural of Jauhar. Yani without Ta Marbuta. Jauhar. Jawhar. So it should be without the ta marbuta, because jawharatun with ta marbuta, and it has the similar meaning. But yani this is actually yani the word that they gave us the plural for, jawhar. Yani it has a more broader meaning than jawharatun. Jawharatun only means a jewel or a gem. But jawhar without ta marbuta means that, and it also means the essence or core or the essential aspect of something. And that's the meaning that they intended here. Yani for this word here. So in any case, yani should be without ta marbuta, even though the same word with ta marbuta has similar meaning. It's almost the same, but with ta marbuta it has a limited meaning, and without ta marbuta it has a broader meaning, and that's what's intended here. So we have jim, wallahu alam. Wow, we have ha, and we have ra. So according to our pattern of mafa'il, it should be, I'm sorry, this jim, right? Fatha, fatha, alif, kasra. Should be jawahir. Jawahir. And then the last example they gave us is tajriba. Huh? Or tajriba? Tajriba. Okay, I'm going to go with this one. but in my mind it's tajriba, but in any case we'll go with tajriba. Somebody can check the dictionary, Abu Bakr, how we can get some benefit from this dick box Arabic. So what are the vowels that we have? I mean the letters that we have here. We have ta, we have jim, we have ra, and we have ba, excluding the ta marbuta. What? I can't see it. It's kind of small.
It's
tajriba. Tajriba. Tajribatun. Okay, so it's taj with kasra, as I thought, instead of fatha. So now we see this app does have some benefit, right? Does have some benefit. So that should be, instead of tajraba, it should be tajriba. Naam, tajribatun. Okay, so here we have ta, jim, ra, and ba. According to our pattern, it requires what? Yani, mafa'il, fatta, fatta, alif, kasra. Huh? Tajaribu. Tajriba means what? What is the meaning of tajriba? Huh? Experiment. Yani, to test or try something out. Yani, to try it out. Tajriba. Yani, let's test it. Let's try it out now. Jawhar. Yani, they gave a couple of meanings, right? They said essence or substance. The reason, since they gave that meaning, that's the reason why I said they really intended, not with Tarmabutta, Jawhar. This word means the essence or substance of something, the core, the essence of it, right? The essence of it as opposed to the outward form, huh? The outward form of something. Yani it's outward shekel, but the inner essence of it is something different, right? So that's what they intended here. And this word should be without ta marbuta. With ta marbuta, it has a limited meaning. This word has the meaning of essence, Huh? And it also has the meaning of a gem or a jewel. But the word with Tarmabuta only means a gem or a jewel. That's the only meaning it has. So what they intended was this meaning without Tarmabuta, Wallahu A'lam. Naam. Alright? Naam. Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's possible. Any names? Any, right? Any people have all kind of names, right? Johar? Yeah, I think I heard somebody with that name too. Yeah, alright? Okay, so that is the last example that they gave us for this one. And really, the time is so close right now. Allahu Musta'an. Okay. Okay, let's just look at this last pattern. Yani mafa'il, and then we're going to stop, inshallah, with this pattern of mafa'il. And the next class, inshallah, in case I forget to mention, next class we're going to start a new chapter, the chapter that follows this, right, dealing with singular, dual, and plural, some practice. Okay, so the pattern that we're looking at now is mafa'il. Okay, it's like mafa'il, except that it has an extra long vowel here, mafa'il. And the example that they gave us is miftah, right, miftah. Here we have miftah, which means a what?
Key.
Okay, so we want four letters, right? So it's going to be meem and what else? Fa and? Ta and ha. Okay, except the vowel of elongation here, we're going to leave it out. So in the pattern of mafa'il, we're going to do what? Ma-fa-il. Alright, so it's going to become mafa-tih. Mafa-tih. Mafa-tihu. Yani miftah means what? The instrument or tool that's used for opening. Ala what? I'm sorry. Jazakallah khair. Please.
But for miftah, is it the tool for practice? You can miftah.
Huh?
So mafatih would work for
mafatih. Naam.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I would say for mafatih, you can use the other form for mafatih.
Naam, but here the example that they want us to use is for this pattern, mafatih. Okay, after this we have mindil. Mindil, and again, mindil, yani. We have five letters instead of four, so we get the letter of elongation. You have meem, noon, del, and lam without this ya of elongation. So according to the pattern, of it should be mafa'ilun, right? We deal with the second pattern, mafa'ilun. So it should be mafa, and then extra ya here. So it should be manadilun. Manadilun. Manadilu. Mamnu min al-sarf. And the third one they gave us is finjan. Finjan. It's a what? A cup. And a finjan is a cup that has a little handle on it, like a teacup, right? Has a little handle on it. Finjan. So we have the letters fa, we have noon, we have jim, and we have noon again. Okay, this letter of elongation, we're going to leave it out. So we have four letters for the pattern of mafa'il. And according to the pattern, it's going to take ma, fa, with an extra ya here. Yani, finjan, fa, na, jil, fanajilun, fanajin, finjan, finjan. And it's noon at the end. Fanajin. Okay. Then we have sunduk, sunduk. Right. This in the book it has written here with fatha. But it should be with Dhamma, right? Sun. Sunduq. Okay, Sunduq means what? A box, crate, a money box or something like this. Sunduq. Okay, so we have Saad, we have Noon, we have Del. Leaving out this letter of elongation, the waw here, so that we get four letters. And we have Qaf. And according to our pattern of Mafa'il, should be Fatta. Fatta alif and yani kasra elongated by ya, yani what? Sana diq. صناديقو. And they also gave us kursi. And kursi, remember this word kursiyun has shadda on the end. Don't forget about this shadda on the end. Kursiyun in general, because a lot of times we pronounce this word kursi without elongation. It should be elongation. Kursi has shadda. So the letters that we have here is kaf, ra, seen, and one of the ya, just one ya, right? According to our pattern of mafa'il, ma, fa, kasra, ya, right? So it should be what? Ka, fatta, ra, qara, si, yani kasra. Yeah, and this here, this letter here in the pattern, mafa'il, takes kasra elongated by ya. So we have kasra elongated by ya, but then it also has what? A ya in the actual root. So that means there should be a shadda here too. In the plural as well as in the, yani in the singular it has a shadda on the ya, but one ya is extra. In the plural, it has the ya of the original root, and it also has the ya to elongate from the pattern of mafa'il. So it gets the shadda, both in the singular and in the plural form, karasiyu. Except that, yani in the plural form, it doesn't take tanween, right? Okay, really, for the sake of time, and we're really at the end of our time, I was hoping that we could have finished this topic today. Well, we did finish, because these are the patterns that we have for Medina Book 1. The extra patterns are not really for Medina Book 1, but inshallah in the next class we'll look at them anyway. We'll look at the patterns that remain on page 31 and one pattern on page 32. The pattern of afa'ilatun with ta marbuta and afa'ulun, and on page 32 pattern of fu'alanun. Okay, we're going to look at these three patterns in the beginning of the next class. Somebody please remind me that's what we stopped at. And then we're going to go to the new topic. And the new topic that's going to deal with words singular, plural, looking at the singular, plural, singular, dual, and plural of a number of nouns that we should be familiar with now. We're going to take that in the next class. And then there's numbers, and then there's the types of khabar. And then we'll finish. Okay, so we have like three subjects remaining, and then we'll be finished. So let's try to be on top of it. And please, I advise you to please review whatever we have taken in the past so that you don't lose what you have achieved. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.